Debris from the partial collapse of an elevated railroad track sidewall in downtown Syracuse was cleared overnight. The city has reopened West Onondaga Street, but the 500 block of Clinton Street remains closed. No one was hurt by the collapse that occurred yesterday, and the cause is still under investigation. The New York, Susquehanna, and Western Railway and Federal Railroad Administration oversee the rail line. Central New York Representative John Katko and Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh are requesting the FRA provide copies of the most recent inspection reports, and Walsh is calling for the agency to conduct an immediate inspection of the entire elevated viaduct through the city.
We don't have jurisdiction over the railroad track, but obviously it is impacting the public right-of-way and public safety. So as long as that's the case, we're going to be involved. But because we do not have direct jurisdiction, it has made it more difficult than we would like to access information. But we're just going to continue to push and work with our partners to do that.
Walsh says based on the limited information available, he's not aware of any imminent threat to public safety on the rail corridor.